And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Yes, the world's best dentist, from veterans to the health issue involving decay in children. Dr. Larry, good evening to you.
Steve, how are you?
I'm well. The budget last night, they did commit $1 billion to ensure the sustainability of the child dental benefits schedule. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money and well needed. You know, there's no doubt about it. The decay rates are up there. So I'm not sure how that billion is going to be spent and over what time frame it was. I think it was starting in next year, I think. So I know there was going to be the mobile service. So how many of those vans they're going to equip? I'm not, you know, the detail will be, you know, the devil will be in the detail.
Yeah, and the other thing is we could have a change of government. I don't know what Labor's attitude to that is. We should find out. But 34% of Australian children aged between 5 and 6 experience tooth decay in their baby teeth. That seems really high.
Yeah, it's really high. You know, it's really reversed back a little bit because when I started the decay rate, you know, this is back in late 70s, early 80s, I think the decay rate was less than that. So it's actually been a climb back the other way. So, you know, which is disturbing, really. So I'm not sure why. I guess the sweet drinks, I guess, diet, although you would think with hygiene would be much better today. It's being drummed into people all the time, you know. I think the sweet drinks probably is the biggest offender.
Sugar in processed food, maybe.
Yeah, those for sure. Sugar, no doubt, is the big thing, you know, and not only just for teeth, for diabetes, for, you know, weight, all these sorts of things. It's very, very common. But I don't see a lot of kids. The practice does, but I even see, you know, decay rates increasing in adults somewhat as well.
Shouldn't happen. So, I mean, we'll find out from Labor next, between now and this time next week. I'll find out what their policy is. Always a pleasure to catch up, Doc. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good night, mate.
Dr. Larry Bench from the Mailo Clinic. We'll find out what Labor's policy is between now and next week.